The Wisconsin Assembly ends its session this week. Lawmakers are considering a number of bills that will need to be approved or put on hold by Friday. Joining us to talk about what's being considered in the Assembly and the Senate is Sean Johnson, Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Veronica.
So give me a sense, what is the volume of bills that we're talking about here?
I was thinking, I mean, every time we talk, it feels like we say we've got a busy day ahead of us in the legislature. Mm-hmm. So we really mean it this time. I mean, we're talking like more than 100 bills in the state assembly are on the calendar for today, roughly 50 bills in the state Senate. And, you know, to put that in more context, they're a few hours late getting started today. So that means it's probably going to go pretty late into the night.
And is this unusual, this volume that we're looking at, or is this sort of the normal as we go along so far?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look at the actual numbers. Every end of session has a last-minute push for a bunch of bills, and it gets a little crazy at the end. That is definitely not new. This just feels like an awful lot this year.
Now, you said things are running a few hours late. Was anything passed this morning?
Only the stuff that they could all agree on in the Senate, which meant not too much. They passed a bill that would regulate kickboxing in Wisconsin, and that was about it. They've got a lot coming up in the Senate where they're not going to agree so well, including there's a bill in there that would allow for the sale of water utilities to private companies, make that a lot easier than it is right now. A lot of stuff in there having to do with lakes and wetlands, too.
And one of the more controversial bills that's being considered, one that's been debated in Wisconsin over the past weeks and months or so, is a moratorium on new nuclear power plants and whether that could be lifted. Where is that one?
That one is up in the Senate today. It's probably going to pass. This is something that has been talked about session after session. It seems like there's been a push to lift that decades-old moratorium on new nuclear power plants. It's always come up short. It's not exactly a moratorium. It just says that to build a new nuclear power plant in Wisconsin, there first has to be a federal site to deposit the waste. We don't have that yet. And that it also has to be the right choice or the advantageous choice for as far as the market goes, as far as energy consumers. So, you know, you could meet both of those guidelines and build a nuclear power plant right now, but what they're going to do is lift those requirements. Does that mean there's going to be a new nuclear power plant in Wisconsin? It does not. Nobody's saying that, but this would make it an option.
Now, that has been one of the more controversial bills, but that's not the only one by any means. What are some of the other more hotly contested bills that the Assembly is going to look at today?
I think, you know, I mentioned that one in the Senate on the sale of water utilities. That is something that didn't get a lot of attention earlier in the session. It actually passed the Assembly on a voice vote, but it's kind of caught on as an issue since everything that's happened in Flint with the trouble with the water there. It's not like this bill would, snap your fingers, pass it, and we've got Flint here in Wisconsin, but environmental groups say that this is one step in that direction, that if you take water utilities, they argue, out of the public's hands, put them in the hands of a private company, which would be easier under this bill, that there will be more of a concern about cutting costs than there will be about water safety. So that's up in the Senate today. I think you go on and, you know, look at there's a bill that would allow for, I guess would prohibit local ordinances in the Assembly that where people ask someone about their immigration status. So those ordinances would be banned. It would also ban local photo identification cards in lieu of a driver's license. So those are both areas where the Assembly is getting into the immigration debate. There's also a bill up in the Senate that would change rules for legislators and county executives. It would say that if you're a legislator, you can't subsequently you can't concurrently be a county executive. And Democrats say that's pretty clearly aimed at Winnebago County Executive Mark Harris, who is running for the legislature as a Democrat in really the most competitive Senate race this year.
We're talking to Sean Johnson right now, Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio, talking about what's happening in the Senate and the Assembly today. We've said it is a very busy day. That's a bit of an understatement. And so, Sean, let's look at another couple of bills. There are some affecting public schools in the works. What's going on there?
Yeah, the big one is it's going to change the way that public schools are able to increase property taxes to make up for students that they lose to private voucher schools. So in the latest expansion of the private school voucher program in Wisconsin, they changed the way that the voucher program is funded. And so now, as students move from public schools to private schools, public schools are losing more funding because of it. They have right now a mechanism where they can make up for some of that by increasing property taxes. This would take that away, and so public schools view that as a cut of $14 million. Republicans say that, you know, you shouldn't be getting that property tax money anyway if you're not getting the students.
And Governor Walker has been issuing ideas for college tuition, making college hopefully more affordable. What legislation are we seeing there?
You're seeing pretty much all of the governor's higher education package that he talked about in his State of the State address this year. It was basically the only thing he asked for in his State of the State. So a couple of the big ones in there, he would create a new tax deduction for college loans. He would also increase a state higher ed grant for technical colleges. Those are bills that higher ed administrators like. So the UW system, the technical college system, theirs in support of those bills. Democrats say they really don't go far enough, that they don't let somebody refinance their student debt, which is really kind of the cornerstone of what Democrats have been pushing for. And then you've got Republicans in the Senate who say they actually go a little too far because they cost the state money that some Senate Republicans feel like the state shouldn't be spending right now because the state faces potential budget issues. And a number of Republicans have said, we don't want to spend anything more than maybe $20 million before we get out of here this year. So they may actually scale those back once they get to the Senate.
And Sean, the State of the Tribes was today, and one bill that we've been tracking over the weeks in Central Time was a proposed bill to allow the excavation of Native American burial mounds. Where did that one end up?
That one basically hit a wall. The Assembly Speaker said a few weeks back that that was not something that he was going to support. It's not on the calendar now. It is something that they've talked about forming a study committee to look into, but that's not going to be coming up in this, you know, chaotic end of session rush here. At least it's not on the list of 100 bills up for today.
Well, one that is on the list for today, a little bit controversial here, one that would allow people to register to vote online. And it's not that part that's been controversial. It's been some of the things that go along with it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the part of the bill that has everybody on board, the part that takes away is where the bill loses a number of Democrats who actually had been co-sponsoring the electronic voter registration plan. So what it would do is it would allow you, as the name implies, would allow you to register to vote online if you have a driver's license or state ID. The catch is it would eliminate special registration deputies. So that's why you hear groups like the League of Women Voters, who use special registration deputies to go out and voter registration drives, strongly opposed to this plan. They say it's like bait and switch, essentially. Backers say those special registration deputies won't be as important when anybody can go out and register people to vote with a smartphone or a tablet or a laptop.
And Sean, before we let you go, any laws that do have bipartisan support in the legislature?
One that's interesting, we'll see to see how they approach it, is this bill that would crack down on repeat drunk drivers. That's also scheduled for a vote today in the State Assembly. It passed on a voice vote in the Senate. The catch with that bill is it's really expensive. According to the Department of Corrections, it could cost the state up to $130 million a year. So that may very well have bipartisan support in the legislature. But given how little the state has in reserves right now, that $130 million a year price tag, could come back to bite them.
Sean, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio. He joined us there to talk about what's happening in the Senate and the Assembly today in a marathon session.